This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. This is our Senior Solutions section. And if you're a saver who spent a lifetime clipping coupons, chasing credit card points, cooking all your own meals, and cutting corners at every turn, typically you don't stop being frugal, right? When you retire, once you quit working, you're often looking at a pretty healthy seven-figure nest egg in retirement. Not always, but you know, oftentimes that's the case. And so we don't change our spots, do we, if we're a saver? We oftentimes will spend less in retirement than we have previously. So the security that you may have felt in being good at saving may feel a little jeopardized by the Secure Act. So you may feel insecure because of the Secure Act. Okay, here's why. Because one of the changes is going to, and really these are two key rules that regard retirement savings. One involves your inheritance, and the other one, how long you can delay taking money out of a tax-deferred retirement savings account. Now, neither really should cause you any great panic. It just is going to promote you spending more money while you're in retirement versus just saving it all the way through till you pass or till you're really, really old and you finally feel like, okay, I can't outspend it. Right? I mean, I think that's oftentimes a driver for why we don't spend is that I'm not sure if I can outlive what I have, especially with the great medicine that's available. These two changes, the stretch IRA and the RMD, or required minimum distribution, are considerations. And the stretch IRA, which is an inherited IRA, you may have inherited an IRA from your parents, and you've been able to avoid actually spending, allowing that to grow tax deferred even after your parents have gone. There's a force now for you to have to spend it within 10 years. Or pay taxes on it within 10 years. So you're going to end up forcing you to use the money or pay taxes on it within 10 years. And a family dealing with a death in 2019 or earlier would still be able to follow the old rules. So if you already are the inheritor, so you have nothing to worry about. But if you're going to inherit a tax-deferred IRA this year and going forward, you'll have to think about this. And it's going to get just a little tougher for you many times, okay? So the new 10-year window, this entire inherited amount must be emptied by the end of the 10th year after the person has passed. So you get 10 years to spend it or empty it out of it and pay the taxes. But remember that all the money you withdraw, of course, is taxed at your income tax rate at that point in time. And if you're not employed, it will be at a lower tax rate than probably where you may be now. If you think now about the new 72, well, guess what? You're going to want to focus on when you turn 72, not 70 and a half, when it comes to required minimum distributions or RMDs. If you turn 70 and a half in 2019 or earlier, you don't get the benefit of this new delay, but now you get to delay pulling money out of that account until you're 72, which allows that money to grow until you're 72 without you having to pay tax on any of the money that you're pulling out of it. If you're getting ready to retire, think about these things. Talk to your financial advisor. And if you need a good financial advisor, maybe you've never really had one, and you want somebody that, like myself, will just tell you the truth and be honest and straightforward with you, feel free to give me a call. I've got three good ones. I can give you their names and numbers. You just give me a call and leave me a message and say, hey, Eric, I need the names of a financial advisor. I don't know what to do with money I just inherited. You were saying some things that caught my attention. 800-900-9104 is my number. Mortgage rates have dropped. And I think they could go lower. In fact, I think there's a lot of uncertainty as I've been reading about the global economy. Certainly the coronavirus has caught my attention. Has it caught your attention yet? We're not facing this in our area, but viruses, there's nothing to fight viruses. It's not like a bacteria. It is a virus, so your body has to fight it off. You need to have the strength to fight it off, which is why it's hurting more of the elderly in China than it is those who are younger, although a 36-year-old recently passed because of it. The uncertainty of that has forced the 10-year treasury to the point where we're going to see lower interest rates. We may see 3.2% long-term fixed rates if we go to 1.5% on the 10-year treasury, and we're pretty close to that. We're about 10% above that now. We may well see long-term rates. That will drive a refinancing boom, will bring more money into our economy and actually stabilize our economy. So the negative side of news causes a positive repercussion in our economic picture, at least in the short term. And there certainly is a lot of negative reporting out there in the world, a lot of negative interest rates. You put money in an account and you actually lose money while it's sitting in that account, but you put it there for security. Fortunately, in the U.S., you know, 10 years, you could put something in and get 1.6% roughly in a return, which is anemic compared to, say, investments in the stock market over the last, I mean, look at last year, my gosh, the stock market was up 30% in a year. And in January, up until the sell-off last week, we saw stock market up another 5% on top of that. So these are just considerations.
Well, I quit my job and I told my boss I ain't gonna work no more.
If you're getting that point of retiring, you're thinking, I really don't want to retire outright, there are some good jobs that still offer pensions. Maybe you've got a lot of time ahead of you. Maybe you've got another 20 years and you're thinking, well, I just retired from my job with the Army. I'm 52. I'd like to get a job that provides another pension. These are the top pension jobs. Number one is a teacher. Think about that. If you have lived a good life, I mean good in the sense of rich, you've got a lot of intelligence and knowledge to be able to pass on to the next generation, think about becoming a teacher, working your state and local government to promote what you believe in. Utilities, you can work in the utility industry for a protective service, insurance, pharmaceuticals, be a nurse. Perhaps you've got some degree or some interest, go back to school, transportation, maybe bus driver, military, unions. These are all considerations. So now next week, I'm going to talk about 20 valuable tax breaks for seniors here in the Senior Solutions section of my show. So don't miss next week. Very interesting content, and we'll cover that. All right, I'm going to bring things to a head here as we're coming into our close for this week's show. If you are getting ready to sell, thinking maybe a year off, 6 months or otherwise, there are two great guides that we have you'll want. One is called the Right Sizing Guide, because truly, in life, we find what is the right size for us based upon where we are in life. One family I met with, five kids, mom lost her husband last summer. She's in a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath colonial. She's got 3,000-plus square feet. For one person, she doesn't need it. She's now seen the reality of that. It's been on the horizon. Now it's come face forward, and so she's looking for a small place, condo, two-bedroom, two-bath. When you are at that point where you've got the house with all that stuff and you got to figure out what to do with it, how do I go through that process and not lose my mind, get the Right Sizing Guide. I tackle those issues. You know, I come from a family of physicians. My great aunt, Florence Kendall, founded physical therapy as we know it today. My grandfather was the chief of orthopedics at Walter Reed. My dad was chief of staff at the old Columbia Hospital for Women in D.C. I'm not a doctor. I don't like biology, but I have that mentality of how can I help you achieve what will help you be healthy and survive and do well in life. The Right Sizing Guide is going to be that tool. Get it by going to ericstewartgroup.com and download a copy or request one. If you don't do the internet, you can also call us. We'll mail you a copy. There's no postage. Seriously, I just want to help you. 800-900-9104. The other guide is the Market Ready Guide, which right now is particularly pertinent because if you're getting ready to go on the market in March, April, May, June, get that now, right now. Call me and don't forget about this because it takes a week to get it out to you in the mail and we have downloadable copies online. So if you want to get it, you can do it there too. ericstewartgroup.com or our toll-free number is 800-900-9104. So this is my 32nd year in real estate. Every week I bring you great content, good information like this, and it's all about helping you be a more informed consumer and to be better able to address not only your own needs, but maybe your parents, maybe your kids, and help them in the process. For all of our listings at the Eric Stewart Group, you can go to ericstewartgroup.com and or call us toll-free for information at 1-800-900-9104. WMAL and I have had a long-term 15-year relationship, and I love coming to you Sundays here at 8 o'clock and thankful that you know, you got your coffee and or your tea and you sat down with me. Thank you. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.